Grace to you and peace in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Betsy Turner. I am the interim pastor of Stockbridge Presbyterian Church, and it's my joy to welcome you to worship on our 43rd Sunday of gathering in this way. It is January 3rd, 2021, and today we celebrate the Festival of Epiphany. By way of church announcements, I want to let you know that because of the water damage at the church, the building will be closed for the time being. Although the office will be functioning, we are checking the church's phone and email and regular mail. And if you need access to the building, even if you have a key, we would ask you to be in touch with me, Jean Ingram, or Linda Hodges to make arrangements for that. We will, however, have our drive-through event on January 3rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The same process that we've done before, pull in on Burke Street. We ask you to wear a mask and stay in your car. It's a time to be greeted, to receive what we're calling a star word, a special word for the new year, as well as to drop off any offerings or gifts for our coat closet or Joseph's pantry, which are pretty well stocked, but I do hope to see you there at the drive-in event. As we turn to worship on this Epiphany Day, let us sing together. Would you pray with me? Holy God, in the midst of a lot of chaos and confusion, much stress and anxiety, we come to worship you. Help us to quiet other voices in these moments so that we might hear you speaking to us. Bind us together across the distance that separates through the gift of technology and by the power of your Holy Spirit, and grant your peace to our frantic minds, our weary bodies, and our restless spirits. Come, Spirit, come, and be with us. Amen. Now we have a word for our kids from Aaron Roberts.
Happy New Year, everybody. It is actually New Year's Day when I'm recording this, and before I sit down to enjoy about 9 hours of football, I want to talk to you about Epiphany. Epiphany is when the world actually realized that we had a savior that was born. And I thought about talking about resolutions or maybe even debate when to take you down your Christmas tree, because I like to get into discussions like that. Part of my lesson today is about how we can carry Christmas with us into the new year and even further. So as far as resolutions, How about just talk to God every day? There's your resolution. And as far as Epiphany goes, this is when the wise men finally arrived to see baby Jesus. They had to travel about 500 miles from what I can have read and learned. And they probably did it on horseback, not camels, which is, I think, how we like to remember it or think of it in the West here. So they probably came on horses, and it took them a good long while to get to where Jesus was. So when they finally discovered him, they were able to take that message to the world, which is when people discovered, hey, we have this great human being / Son of God to save us from the things that we have already messed up. And that is the Epiphany, when we discover that Jesus was here and Jesus was for us and he was here to help us. So we're always know that the Holy Spirit is with us at all times. So even though your Christmas decorations could be down or coming down soon, still up, that Christmas spirit should follow you every day, because we have Jesus with us at all times. And so we should have the spirit of Christmas with us at all times too. Enjoy Christmas as long as you want to. There are probably some people that have Christmas stuff, little things here and there up all year long, and whatever. We need some good things to look at nowadays. So Christmas should be with us at all times. Now, I hope I have given you a good message, not too rambling. So let us pray. Dear baby Jesus, it doesn't matter how many people saw you when you were born or how long it took them to get there. We know you now as the Savior our world needed. Let us remember you always, and not just on December 25th. Even though our Christmas trees and decorations are down, or not, we will take your Holy Spirit with us into this new year, because you are the reason for every season. Thank you for being with us always. Amen. You all enjoy your week of Epiphany, and I'll see you soon.
A word about Epiphany. This is the time that marks the end of the 12 days of Christmas. It's officially on January 6th, but we celebrate it today. And on this day, we remember the story of the wise ones who came to visit Jesus, the Magi. So I invite you to listen to God's word as it comes to us from Matthew's Christmas story, found in Matthew chapter 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born the king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. And then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for this child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I might go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Epiphany is really all about identity. We are continuing to reflect on that question that we asked and began to answer on Christmas Eve. What child is this? Who is this that was born in Bethlehem? and who we know is headed to death in Jerusalem. And the gifts of the Magi reveal some of the answer to that question. Gold, a gift fitting for a king because Jesus, though born humbly, is yet the supreme ruler of the world. Frankincense, a fragrant incense associated with the priesthood and holiness in the presence of the divine, because Jesus is God's anointed, the Messiah, the one promised and sent by God. And myrrh, an embalming spice, reminding us, because we know how the story ends, that Jesus is also that suffering servant, whose death will be a fragrant offering and whose resurrection will bring hope of eternal life. And so these gifts shed light on who this Jesus is, his true identity. And shedding light is, in fact, one of the other themes of Epiphany. The bright star that the Magi followed, the glory of the Lord shining around the angels, this idea throughout Scripture of God's presence being known to us as light, God's power shining, light as wisdom and hope and revelation. At Christmas, in the Incarnation, light has broken in among us. The fullness of God's identity has come into the world in powerful and revealing and unexpected ways. Christmas isn't just about a sweet baby in a crib. It's the radical news of recreation, the remaking of the world, a brand new version of let there be light, which is why on Christmas Eve we celebrate that dawning of hope and a new kingdom by the lighting of candles. We light those candles against the darkness, and we read those words, that promise that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will never overcome it. This Jesus, the light of the world, is the one long promised in Scripture, spoken of by the prophets, the same ones that the scribes and the teachers quote to Herod. And so I would invite you now to listen to a word from the prophet Isaiah, which comes to us in the form of a dramatic presentation produced by a ministry called Light for Darkness. It is a mental health ministry of the Presbytery of Giddings Lovejoy in St. Louis, Missouri.
People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time onward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
God is surely here.
Yes, he is now.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh, yeah, God is surely here. I'm gonna let it shine. God is surely here.
Indeed, Epiphany is about how we are going to let it shine, how the identity of the baby in Bethlehem is going to shape our lives, how we will carry the light and the spirit of Christmas with us even after we take down the tree and put away the candles. Fittingly, Epiphany also comes at the start of the year when we're traditionally sort of reevaluating ourselves and our lives and starting anew. And so this is a doubly good time to assess not only Jesus' identity and his light breaking in among us, but also our identity and how the light might break through us into the world, how we will be faithful to him and let it shine in the year ahead. It's a time that we can ask ourselves how we will not only kneel before the little brown baby in Bethlehem, but how will we be faithful to the toddler who, with his impoverished family, becomes a refugee seeking asylum, and to the young man, Jesus, in the temple, eagerly reinterpreting God's word in fresh new ways, and to the wandering preacher of Galilee, who chooses to spend his time among day laborers, who honors street beggars, who befriends sex workers, and who loves those whom society deems unclean and unworthy. How will we live in service to that defiant challenger of religious hypocrisy, the one who dares to confront both religion and empire, and especially the powerful and powerfully toxic combination of those two? How will we bear the name of the criminal on the cross, killed for proclaiming a message of radical love and a new kingdom that is open to all people? How will we incarnate the risen one who is victorious over all the death-dealing powers who would seek to extinguish God's light? For all of that, the baby, the toddler, the young man, the wandering preacher, the defiant challenger, the criminal, the risen one, all of that is Jesus Christ, the one who has been born. That's who we celebrate at Christmas, and that's the light that we are honoring on Epiphany. And that is the identity that should shape our lives and our life together on this side of Christmas, in this new year. Whatever 2021 may hold, whatever our situation may be. In closing, I am reminded of a lovely and powerful poem by Howard Thurman African-American theologian, educator, and civil rights leader. This is called The Work of Christmas. When the song of angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, to make music in the heart. In other words, the work of Christmas is to let Jesus' call and identity shape our own, and to let the light shine in and among and through and in spite of us. May we do that hard and good and holy work in this new year and every day of our lives to the glory of the one born in Bethlehem, whom shepherds and wise ones and angels all worship, the light of the world, Jesus Christ. Amen. And let us sing once again. Thank you. The wise men did not come empty-handed. They came bearing gifts. Because the birth of Jesus, his light, his identity, the promise fulfilled, deserves a response, a generous response. And so we give because we too are overwhelmed with joy and relief that God dwells among us. We give, hoping and trusting that our gifts and our very lives will help to shine God's light into the world. And so let us dedicate ourselves and our offerings by singing the doxology together.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Let us pray. Babe of Bethlehem, whom Mary cradled with tenderness after the exhaustion of birth, in you we see the dawning of hope, a light that cannot be extinguished. In you we know God's solidarity with our human life and the vast extent of love that has created and recreated our world. With shepherds and wise men, we also kneel before you. Our hearts thrill and rejoice with Christmas joy. And yet, within this same story, we catch that glimpse of Herod and the empire and the broken ways of the world. We are reminded that we and our world are still weary in so many ways, still waiting for the full redemption and the perfect light which you have promised. We confess and lament the violence of our world and our fascinated bondage to military might, merciless justice, self-righteous revenge, and national pride. Shine on us from the cradle of your vulnerability, that mercy, forgiveness, and kindness may glow and grow among us. Teach us to live by your light and to shape our lives according to your identity. Ancient of Days, God of new beginnings, as we turn to a new year, we are glad to say goodbye to 2020, a year that has been hard and strange and scary and stressful and isolating. We welcome 2021, a new year, a fresh start, with cautious hope, daring to dream that renewal is on the horizon and that we can start again. We entrust the hopes and the fears of all our years to you, giving thanks for your faithful presence with us always. Relying on your faithfulness and love, we pray now for those who are especially in need of your tender care, the sick and the hurt and those who care for them, the dying and those who grieve, especially those who do so alone, the hungry, the poor, and those who are most vulnerable, the long oppressed and those still waiting for justice, the anxious and those who feel most alone. Cradle us tenderly as we name aloud or hold in silence now our individual concerns and the particular ways we need your grace. And now, by the power of your everlasting and ever-present Spirit, who is midwife to the mother, guiding star to the traveler, and the very breath in the baby's first cry, we pray together using the words you have taught us, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. I charge you now, my friends, as I always do, to go forth from this time of worship to love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Cradle in your hearts the great mystery of Christmas, the love that has been born to us and the light that no darkness can overcome. In this new year that lays before us full of promise, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And remember that you do not ever go alone, for every year, every day, every moment, you walk in the light and the life and the love of Emmanuel, God made flesh, dwelling among us now and forever. Knowing this, my friends, be at peace. Amen.